Japan and Germany confirmed their first coronavirus cases after China says the outbreak is not under control. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. There's been a sharp increase in the number of deaths from the virus, which now stands at 106, and China is making new moves to restrict travel. Hong Kong will now have the number of flights to mainland China, halt high-speed rail service, and suspend personal travel permits for mainland Chinese to the city. The BBC's Robin Brandt is in Shanghai with more about the decision.
Hong Kong wants to protect itself. Remember, this is a city pretty much on its knees economically anyway, after a period of sustained protests. It's also a place, though, that relies pretty heavily on mainland Chinese shoppers at the weekend to boost its economy. But nonetheless, Hong Kong doesn't want to see a repeat of what it saw some 18 years ago when SARS struck it severely. And so Carrie Lam, the leader there, is putting travel restrictions in place with the blessing of Beijing, I might add. So they're going to be cutting off essentially 80% of the traffic from the mainland to Hong Kong. We're going to see land routes shut, maritime routes as well. The number of flights between the mainland and Hong Kong is going to be halved. And all of that is aimed at trying to restrict as far as they can the potential for the spread of this type of coronavirus.
These travel restrictions aren't being implemented until Thursday, though. Are people worried about a too slow response from the government?
I think the Hong Kong authorities believe this is the quickest that they can do it. But what you have is a significant move. One prominent, economically very important part of China is effectively cutting itself off from the rest of the mainland because it believes the threat from this virus is so severe.
The BBC's Robin Brandt in Shanghai. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Facebook is making moves of its own to protect employees from the coronavirus. It's the first big U.S. company to tell staff to avoid traveling to China. It joins a growing list of companies, including McDonald's, LG, and Standard Chartered, that are restricting employee travel. Stocks on mainland China are closed for Lunar New Year this week, but global financial markets are continuing to move on the latest headlines. Japan's Nikkei shed 0.5%, while an index of shares outside Japan lost 0.8%. European shares are mostly flat. Brent crude is down 0.5%, set for its sixth straight day of declines. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is chairing a meeting of government ministers and intelligence chiefs today. They'll decide whether to allow Huawei equipment to be used in the UK's 5G mobile network. The BBC's Zoe Kleinman explains why they're debating this now.
The UK's faced a lot of pressure from the US to ban Huawei. The US says it's very concerned that Huawei may one day act on behalf of the Chinese government. Huawei completely denies this. If a total ban goes ahead, this is going to have a big impact. The 5G network is kind of built on the 4G network, which already has Huawei equipment in it. So we have four networks here, and at least three of them would have an amount of stripping out to do. Now, the two main alternative suppliers say that they're ready to go and they've got all the kits, but it's going to be more expensive. And of course, it's not clear exactly who is supposed to pay for this. If the telecoms companies have to pay for it themselves, then there's every chance that that cost is going to end up being passed on to the consumer.
The BBC's Zoe Kleinman there. There are many ways people are trying to reduce their environmental impact, including driving less. Can big cities, though, with the right infrastructure, encourage more people to take public transit? The BBC's Sasha Twining explores one option.
One idea to get people using public transport more is to make it free for everybody. So how would that work? And how would you pay for it? Would that be increased taxes? Let's start with an expert view from Milan and Simona Tagliapetra. He's a research fellow at the Bruegel think tank. And incidentally, the centre of Milan, where he was, had been closed to all cars for the last few days due to the pollution levels.
Free public transport is one option to try to decarbonize the transportation sector. It is quite a controversial option. It is indeed very useful to try to get people out of their cars, but you might also want to consider that the ones that are really attached to their cars might not use these as the incentive to jump on the bus instead.
What about a whole country? Could that be possible? Well, starting in a couple of months, it's just what Luxembourg is going to do. And it's part of a big infrastructure investment project. Here's the Minister for Mobility and Public Works, François Bausch.
We are the first country in the world to do all the public transport for free and for everybody, no matter if you are a resident in Luxembourg or not. After the 1st of March, you can use any train, any bus and any tram in Luxembourg, and it's for free. But that can only function if, by side also, you invest all these amounts of money in the extension of the quality of the public transport, because only doing all the public transport for free without having a good quality and a good offer, that makes no sense.
So, should all countries follow his lead? Where can this particular free transport model work? Wojciech Kablowski is an expert on urban research at the Brussels Free University.
I think first and foremost, it's a very political decision to channel either existing or additional funds to the public transport network so that this network can still be of good quality, or maybe its quality has to be improved, and then the price can be reduced to zero.
So free transport is an idea that is spreading, but it remains to be seen whether it will catch on in a big way. In London, I'm the BBC's Sasha Twining for Marketplace.
And also here in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.